Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I'm helping you to become the wise divine woman that God has called you to be. So today we're going to continue our talk about food that is important in preventing or reducing your risk of breast cancer. We're going to talk about, as you know, we have talked about leafy greens and the importance, cruciferous vegetables, your cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, allium vegetables, the leeks, onions, and garlic. Yesterday, we spoke about citrus fruits, berries, and of course, the fresh, fleshy fruit like apples and pears and peaches and grapes. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about other types of protein sources or meat sources or fish. So we know the importance of incorporating fish and clean sources. So fatty fish like salmon, sardines, mackerel are, of course, so important for the omega-3 component, selenium, antioxidants, calcium, and astaxanthin. I love astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, to me, is a multi-purpose antioxidant, helps protect eye health, but also helps you protect yourself from sun damage. So we have seen, if you look at a lot of the China studies, we have seen that the incorporation of fresh fish, fatty fish, can lower your risk of breast cancer. They've always included a lot of the fresh greens and vegetables and a variety of other foods that brought them to this point, but they also have this approach to life, or traditional Chinese, approach to life that keeps stress down. So if we look at some older reviews, research reviews, we see that the intake of seafood like that are high in omega-3s can reduce your risk of breast cancer by 14%. So all these little things all add up. And I think it's important for us to remember these things. Fatty fish is also important, not only for our body health, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, and for our brain health. Again, consuming these fish aspects from fresh sources, low, no farm fish, if you can, and getting them wild caught as well. And a variety of different fish is very helpful. Balancing that omega-3 to that omega-6 component, again, less refined oils, less canola oil, less sunflower oil. I know it sounds funny, but we have to read our ingredients in our products because it's all there. Corn syrup, things like that is rampant everywhere. So you're trying to find food that doesn't contain sugar, that doesn't contain refined oils and ultra processed oils, right? Olive oil, good fresh, good clean organic source. And again, this is all in hopes to reduce our risk of breast cancer, keep our bodies fresh and alive and moving and well lubricated and anti-inflammatory, and keeping our brains healthy as well. Let's talk about fermented foods. So much that I have been reading about fermented foods. So soy is not the enemy. I'm not going to lie. Unless you have an estrogen dominant or a BRCA issue, I'm still going to say phytoestrogens are still much better than toxic estrogens. So you need to remove your xenoestrogen products. Any chemicals that can be an estrogen mimicker is what I'm talking about. That can be lipstick, that can be toothpaste, that can be shampoo, laundry detergent, cleaning supplies. It's hard because in a world like today, there's so many chemicals out there. So you just have to do your best at home. But more importantly, you have to make sure that your liver is supported. And that's another topic for another day. So let's continue the talk about fermented foods. Using food like yogurt, kimchi, which is my favorite, miso, we always keep on hand, and sauerkraut. So either making your own sauerkraut or buying a nice organic raw sauerkraut is, again, so incredible and so versatile. It has probiotics, prebiotics, and again, all of these aspects help you alleviate your risk of breast cancer. In 2015, there was actually 27 studies that talked about consuming these types of fermented dairy products like kefir, yogurts, and different fermented foods do help both reduce the risk of breast cancer in both Western and Asian populations. So that was a really big study that went on. And again, we're looking at that aspect of feeding our microbiome, providing a good home for our enzymes and our digestion and our absorption of food, breaking down all the food, all the good food that you're taking, and allowing our body to sort of heal and work and become better. We all know how important the gut is, not only for brain health, but for body health, but we now know that is so important for your breast health as well. Beans. Let's talk about beans. I have a bit of an argument with beans. I'm not going to lie. Another topic for another day, but I'm just going to step back, is tempeh. And a lot of the research that I've been doing talks often about tempeh, soy milk, and aspects that we are so fearful about. But if you're trying to alleviate some menopausal symptoms, I believe adding in phytoestrogen foods can be a great way to play around and experiment with trying to alleviate hot flashes and alleviate menopausal symptoms. I believe that it's better to put in a weaker positive estrogen than having toxic negative estrogens in your body. They all fit into the same receptors, but you want to detox the bad estrogens, and you want to provide the body with better estrogens that your body's not making much of anymore. So beans, let's talk about beans. I love beans. I fight with them because of my emotional eating habits that I've created for myself this lifetime, or this cycle in my life right now. Beans are high in carbs, but it doesn't match in comparison to the amount of fiber that's in there, vitamins and minerals. So if you can incorporate beans, whether it's making a black bean salad or chickpeas into hummus, or even pinto beans into a beautiful soup, you're trying to increase your fiber, which again, we spoke about in the past. It is so important because you're trying to get in 30 to 45 milligrams of fiber a day. And it's so, so, so important to get your bowels moving. I love these because we know that adding a high bean intake does reduce your cancer risk up to 20% in comparison to someone who has low bean intake. So experiment with them. If you don't like them in soups, I love pureeing them, adding homemade garlic, adding some lemon juice, doesn't matter what kind of bean, honestly, adding them in there and making dips for vegetables. Anything with garlic, my family loves, salt and pepper, and olive oil can be a great addition to the table when you're trying to get your family to eat more fresh vegetables or homemade crackers. Again, it's just about providing the body what it needs and what it desires when you're looking at trying to prevent breast cancer, trying to help your body become a beautiful workhorse, and you're trying to just make it better every day moving forward. And I hope you enjoyed that. So again, I'm going to continue the talk again tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed this discussion on helping your body protect itself against the risk of cancer with food. Thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I'm helping you to go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you become the wise divine woman that you've been called to be. Thank you for joining me.